The Afternoon Zone with Jeremy Baker.
My name's Jeremy, joined right now with the band Stars. I got Torquil Campbell. Welcome.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. And Chris is, he'll be
Chris
on the guitar.
Karen on guitar.
In a little bit over there, so that'll be great.
So I was at the casino in Vancouver last night, winning money for other people.
That's very nice. I did that once. You know, we did like a radio event where we went down to Vegas and someone won $200 from the radio, and then they could choose whether we gambled it for them or not.
Right.
They chose to gamble it.
Yeah.
That was really fun because we won, and then we didn't get to keep the money. It went in an envelope to come back to
Victoria. Our front of house guy, he just wins everything. Everyone else loses, so then he starts giving all the money away he wins to people to gamble for
to
him,
keep.
And then he just wins more.
That's
a lucky man.
That's very good. Torquil, you guys playing sold out show tonight with Said the Whale at the Alex Goulden Hall. So
Said the Whale. We love.
Thank you for coming. It's not like you have to come here and sell tickets because sold out show.
It's one of the biggest things you can have as a band is people supporting you on radio stations. So when people take a risk and play great music, it means everything to us. So we're always honored to be here.
So it's gonna be super fun. I was checking out. You're talking about this tour that you guys are doing right now, just crisscrossing the whole country, and you're very positive. You're like, man, it's gonna be the best show. Winnipeg, awesome. Kelowna, awesome.
They have been incredible shows.
Yeah, and you've been very positive. But I don't know if I'm reading too much into your tweets and the messages. But sometimes it kind of comes off like these are your last shows. You're like, Kelowna, come to the show. We'll never see you again.
I don't know, man. You know, I don't think they'll be our last shows, but it's you get to a certain place in your life and if you don't start to ask yourself fundamental questions about why you're doing what you're doing, then you just kind of feel uncomfortable, you know? So like I have a child that I love and a wife I love and I don't, how much of my life am I going to spend away from them? You know, what's the cost? Like, what obviously it's the greatest job in the world and we get these incredible experiences of traveling around the world and meeting people and playing music for people and having fun. But, you start to weigh things in your life and say, how much of this can I miss in order to have this in my life? And I think those questions are coming up for all of us, you know? So is it the last time that we'll get in a van for 7 miles, or a bus, not a van, thank you, Lord, not a van, but that we'll get in a bus for 7 months straight and hammer it through the Midwest of this continent? You know, might be that we start to play places where we know the crowds are strong and we can go and just do it.
And do those festivals and do those special events.
And do those things. But on the other hand, it's how we make our living. And it's also sometimes you'll pull into a place like Kelowna or Lawrence, Kansas, and you've played to 2,000 people the night before. There's 200 people there. But those 200 people, they want to see the show. And you can have as much of or even more of an amazing experience with those 200 people. So, you know, it's a tough drug to give up, rock and roll. I mean, you know, you're sitting here playing records.
I love it. I saw that you were digging being a DJ. You were like, I saw you were talking to me. You're like, maybe DJ.
And that is my dream job.
I mean, it's a good gig for being a dad.
For a lazy man.
For being a dad, playing rock and roll. And,
I love music, you know, so it would be hard to walk away from music. That's
for sure. You're talking about loving rock and roll. And you were talking about this book called Our Band Could Be Your Life.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe you're living in a little bit. Our Band Could Be Your Life is a book, for zoners that don't know, is a book about a bunch of great alternative rock bands from the 80s. And they kind of profile a bunch of great.
Yeah, Husker Du, the
Get Into Their Life.
Black Flag, lots of the early punk and sort of hardcore and then into, I guess, as indie rock artists like The Replacements and just how the bands got going and what the world of rock and roll was like back then and how you sold your band. And it was pre-internet, of course. And Spencer from Said the Whale gave that book to me the other day. And it was one of those things where you get a book right at the right time in your life. And I had been a fan of a lot of those bands when I was a kid, especially The Replacements and Husker Du. But I was reminded why I started doing this in the first place, which is that, you know, the thing that I love about the idea of punk and the idea of pop music, I guess, is that it's a battle and you're going to lose it. And I think for a certain kind of kid coming out of high school, You know, the thing you learn from high school is the only battles worth having are the ones you're going to lose. That's how you identify yourself. That's how you make yourself different from everyone else, is that, you know, you're willing to have ideals about things. And rock and roll was that for me and continues to be that for me. But sometimes amidst all the BS and the exhaustion and the, you know, reaching 40 and all that stuff, you forget that really, like, it wasn't supposed to be easy, and you weren't supposed to be like a big star and have lots of money. You were supposed to go and play great shows and show how much you love community and rock and roll by just doing it every night. And certainly stars do that. You know, we've, you know, made a lot of mistakes and we're not a perfect band, but we definitely do this for the laughs
and the experiences
and for the loss. Like, we know that the world won't listen, but we don't care, because the people who are listening our friends.
Well, they're going to be crammed into Alex Coolden Hall, so it'll be enough to fill up the room, right?
It'll be
so
awesome.
That's going to be fantastic. Well, Torquil, maybe we'll let you guys play a couple songs for us here on the radio.
Baker, 2 to 6 weekdays on the Zone at 91.3.